from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, happy Friday, and a happy game 6 day to everyone out there. Joe is taking a little breather here. He's on vacation. That means the B team comes in. Hollywood Omar Kelly Trevor is here with us driving the program.
I hate being referred to as the B team.
I know you do.
Which is probably why you do it.
We went deep into the bench. And we found Omar Kelly today from the Miami Herald, by the way.
Sixth man of the year, I like to say.
Yes. I like saying that, by the way. I like saying from the Miami Herald.
Why? You had beef with the Sun Sentinel? What's going on?
I don't have any beef with the Sun Sentinel. I just like that you got a great job with a great paper. And I'm genuinely happy for you. I really am. And I've been following your work forever, and I'm glad that we get to continue to follow it. I will say the Herald came out with a bizarre article. Was it like last week? They dumped it on Friday, too, that UM should get rid of football. Did you see that article?
Oh.
I don't know who the guy was that wrote it. I assume he's not a sports guy.
I mean, that's an editorial based on, which is crazy.
Not a huge fan of that piece, but no. Other than that, I'm a big fan of your paper's work.
They were trying to cure cancer during the Dott and Shalala era, and University of Miami fans hate her for it.
Well, whatever
was the focus.
Now, in fairness, I obviously didn't read the article. I was like, I saw Uncle Luke, by the way, commented right below it. I'm not reading this trash. And that was like exactly what my opinion was. I saw the headline. I actually did click it. They got me to click. I read the first couple. Then I was just like, I'm not going to read this. But that's a way to screw up a Friday. We're not going to do that here today as the Panthers get set to take on the Edmonton Oilers in game number 6, all the way in Edmonton. I know all of our friends have made their way up there, Omar. Dave Hyde has gone on the 2,500-mile journey once again. I know.
How many hours? I'm assuming 7.
Oh, my God. No, it's more than that, because there's no direct flights into Edmonton.
Okay.
It's not exactly Miami to Edmonton is like
two hours.
Straight shot. So you're going through Denver. Now, hopefully the weather was better for those guys traveling yesterday. You know what happened to Dave?
Yes.
The first time.
The
first time, Dave, I hope you don't mind me like saying this, but he's not even in the country, so whatever. So he was like stuck on the tarmac. Remember, this was the day everyone was trying to get out to go to Edmonton, and it was like that flood day, right?
Yes.
It was the day that we had like the record floods. And he got stuck on the tarmac in Miami. He was able, he must be good at this traveling thing, because I don't know how he does this, but he was able to book out of Fort Lauderdale. So he left, finally gets off the plane, leaves Miami, goes to Fort Lauderdale. That flight got canceled, And at that point, he was basically screwed. He did make it up there for game four. It is not the easiest place in the world
When you're traveling, you got to make those executive decisions when you know you're not going to miss your delay. you might as well start calling American Airlines or Delta or United right away to try to reschedule yourself.
Now, you guys travel a lot, obviously, for work. Do you have a different customer service line than the rest of us where we have to sit on hold for like at least an hour?
They're not that bad. They're really not that bad. The problem when you have to sit online for an hour is when there's 200 other people trying to do it, which is why when you suspect something's going down, you make that call. You just get first in line.
Oh my goodness, yeah, it's
but you, when not you travel, the easiest place when you in travel the world. On a regular basis,
your places are relatively easy though, right? For the NFL, I mean, there's no
just don't do connections.
Okay, there's no cities that are like too difficult, right? I mean, you go to Seattle this year, right?
Buffalo is always difficult.
Buffalo,
I mean, generally, depending on what time of year you
play. Can you get direct into Buffalo?
One in Fort Lauderdale, but it's like a JetBlue or Southwest, and I don't fly that trash.
Don't hate on JetBlue.
I gotta tell you, man, we took Spirit to Chicago at that wedding. Mm-hmm. They were only like an hour late. Wasn't that bad?
The Spirit is not bad, except for the seats. You feel like you're sitting in tin foil.
So
they say get the upgraded seats. Because they have more cushion, and I thought it's a seat to seat.
You thought it was a scam?
Yeah.
I actually sat in one of those. I went with my mom, and she's like, you know, she's not really, she's kind of afraid to travel, all that good stuff. So my dad, like, you know, got us the upgraded seats for like the, you know, $90, whatever it was. They are very comfortable. It's like the standard seat on a regular airplane. They were very comfortable.
Really?
Yeah. You don't want to go to the alternative.
I don't fly Spirit. So I
took Frontier back from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds like a pleasant experience.
Someone said, I don't know if this is true, someone said that they use planes that they used to transport prisoners in.
I thought it was like cargo.
I don't know. The seat was basically a couple of pieces of plywood screwed together with like a vinyl cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to sit on that on my way. It was like a 5.5 hour
flight.
Was
that Frontier? Or
yeah.
Okay.
So that was in the regular seats. But anyway, we're going off the rails early.
I flew Spirit from Tampa to Miami one time.
No,
it wasn't. It wasn't. I was like, it's a 50-minute flight. How uncomfortable could the seat be? No, it's really uncomfortable. it's really, really uncomfortable.
Well, I'll tell you what's an uncomfortable situation here, Omar, is the Panthers have lost a couple straight, and the pressure in this series has clearly shifted here. My opinion, I've been saying this to Joe the last few days, I don't know what your opinion is on this, but I think the Panthers have to wrap this series up tonight. And, you know, as much as Coach Maurice, and we played his sound yesterday, we played some more of his stuff today, is as much as he said that, you know, the pressure is not, there's no pressure, all this other stuff. I mean, obviously he's going to say that, right? There is clearly a lot of pressure on the shoulders of the Florida Panthers right now, because Edmonton, my eyes, is playing with house money, right? They were down 3-0. They were expected to lose this series. So if they do lose the series, Omar, no one's going to, you know, freak out. If the Panthers lose this series, it would be arguably one of the biggest collapses ever.
In sports history.
Yeah. So there is a lot of pressure right now on the Panthers to close out this series here, and I believe they have to get it done tonight. I don't think you want to come back and play a Game 7. I don't think you want that pressure on your shoulders to go and play a Game 7.
No matter what, it's going to be pressure. But understand where Edmonton is, where they're playing for an entire continent.
Country. Same continent as us.
My bad.
That's okay.
Not good.
It's okay.
Not good at
geography. You don't travel. You don't travel to Canada much.
No, I miss it.
That's fair.
I want to go to Toronto,
but Canada is connected to the United States.
No, go to Montreal, Omar.
Montreal here is very nice, by the way.
Okay,
it's like a bachelor party spot. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonder if it's
Now, I don't have a passport, so I wouldn't know. But
what?
Why
don't you have a passport?
Very fun time.
One. Well, you should get one just in case.
I may.
Omar,
what's supposed your fantasy football does their annual?
We don't go international. We haven't gone international yet.
Dude in T-Dot. So, you'll love that.
Yeah, we have not gone international for fantasy football. We're actually keeping it. We're keeping it in Florida this year. We're keeping it in Florida. We actually rented a house with a pickleball court.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, so that's a ferocious challenge. Ferocious pickleball out there.
Yeah.
But do you believe the pressure?
I got to get you ready then.
Because you've covered sports forever, Omar. Do you believe the pressure that this team is dealing with right now is going to affect them in any way?
I mean,
do they play tighter? That to me, like, I saw Edmonton going out on the ice the last game. And they showed the teams going, and Edmonton is smiling, and
they're loose.
They look loose, and they just, the Panthers can't afford to play that way, unfortunately, anymore. Do they come? I mean, are they going to continue to be tight and deal with that pressure? Like, is that guy, that has to be in the back of their minds?
I think it's in the back. You play your entire life to put yourself in this position. Mm-hmm. Here they are with a 3-0 lead. They probably got a little bit loose, and you know, Edmonton probably played pressure free because, you know, everybody thought it was a wrap. And here you are. You continue to win. You continue to stack up victories. And yes, the pressure shifts to the Florida Panthers. But keep in mind, the Florida Panthers have now 4 games to win one. When's the last time they've had a 4-game losing streak? You got to think it's gonna balance out at some point. Now, the hope is that you win it, as opposed to becoming one of the worst, biggest losers in sports history.
Yeah. Well, again, they do have that 7th game cushion here, but this series has taken a dramatic shift. And as the Panthers looked like the better team through the first 3 games, clearly, I think things have changed. And the main thing that has changed is Connor McDavid has gotten loose here. He has 4 points each in the last 2 games. He has 8 points over those 2 games. So he is the guy, Omar. If you're going to find someone to put an extra body on to try to shut down or slow down, I guess you could say.
But one of the best players in the world, right?
He is the best player in the world. I mean, he does stuff with the puck. And, you know, Trevor, you watch a lot of hockey. That guy does stuff with the puck that I'm not sure I've seen. And, you know, Wayne Gretzky is not you know, in my era. But, my God, man, when Connor McDavid gets the puck, the moves that he makes, and he's faster than everyone else.
He's crazy in person. You saw him live for game one. He's incredible to watch in person. He's faster in person. When you go down and see warm-ups, mm-hmm. Omar, people are anonymous how fast he is. He deked move. It's like another level out there from everybody else.
It really is. It is very impressive to watch. But, again, this is a team sport. And the Panthers are a deeper team. That's not even a question. So hopefully they can find a way here tonight to close this thing out and get us a Stanley Cup down here in South Florida. It would be quite an achievement for the Panthers.
To win something down here.
Yeah, it would be nice. It's been a little while. It has been.
Who thought it would have been the Panthers to do it, though?
Well, you know, it was funny. I also brought this up with Joe, and you know, the thing about the Panthers. If you go back, so we actually had season tickets when they used to do, I don't know how many people remember this, but the Panthers used to do like buy one, get one free season tickets.
No.
Times were dire, okay?
Yeah.
It was bad over there. They would do BOGO season tickets. They would give you all sorts of stuff to sign up for tickets. Like it was a very, very easy ticket, to say the least, right? And that was back when I was in high school, and then through the years, it just never picked up, right? So for the Panthers to have now be one game away from winning a championship, and the Dolphins are so far away from winning a championship is it's kind of crazy to me, Omar. Like, if you would have told me, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, that the Panthers would win one before the Dolphins, I don't know if I would have believed you, because the Panthers felt like they were just, you know, doomed to be the Sacramento Kings of hockey. The Dolphins are all alone. The Lions are not in their company anymore, Omar. The Dolphins are all alone. And that is the shocking thing here, right? That the Dolphins are all alone.
Marlins.
With the rich history of that franchise. Oh, screw the Marlins. With the rich history. Marlins have won twice.
Yeah.
So anyway, but with the rich history of the Dolphins franchise, the facilities, the market, all that stuff. You would think that in that span of time that the Dolphins would have been able to do something.
With what quarterback?
More than the Panthers would have, but
I mean,
such is life, and that is our situation right now.
My ultimate piece, and I don't know hockey well enough to address it, and I believe Dave Hyde has addressed it, is what can you learn from the Panthers that you could apply to the Dolphins? And that's a question that I often ask guys who follow hockey, who know hockey. Like, they did a seismic shift in their franchise and their organization to the point where they were like, okay, scoring isn't gonna do what we need. We need a physicality. We need a toughness there. And I honestly think that that same thing applies to the Miami Dolphins. Unfortunately, I don't feel like they've realized that yet.
Bo Camper, by the way, is big on that, you know, getting tougher.
Okay.
I just want you to know that. Bo, that's
I did
like,
not know that.
That's Bo's thing. You guys could do an article together or something, but that is that's Bo's thing. They need to get tougher. And you know what? I said in the beginning, I wasn't on that. Maybe you're onto something, because the Panthers bring in Matthew Tkachuk, and you know, a lot of stuff has changed, right, since that trade. That was really the tipping point here for the Panthers. Also, you know, granted, Sergei Bobrovsky has ratcheted up his play significantly here after, you know, didn't even look like it was going to work out for him here. So he has ratcheted up his play. They just need one more big game out of Big Bob here, man. Pitch another shutout. Give him another one of those incredible performances. Hal Skinner in the last game made some remarkable saves. And I thought the Panthers were going to tie that game up, get that thing to overtime. He made some incredible saves in that game. And a texter says, Omar, to start the morning, here's your seismic shift. Fire Greer.
Okay.
Chris, do you believe that moving on from Chris Greer would solve the problems of the organization?
No, it just created another complete reset.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Can you do that, though? Can you move on from the GM and not hit the reset button? Because I feel like the Dolphins are just, they're in too deep right now.
Way in too deep.
We're going to take a pause. Omar Kelly is here with us, so we'll talk some Dolphins football today. Kevin Rogers is going to stop by at 7:40 today. And Kevin, if you listen to our broadcast here, unfortunately, I didn't even bother Doug. Doug is in Edmonton. It's 2 hours earlier there. I don't want to mess up his head here on a game day, so we left Doug alone. We'll get to Kevin. He will join us at 7:40. Kevin Rogers does the in-game hosting here for the Florida Panthers, so we'll talk to Kevin. Yeah, good sports weekend coming up here, by the way. The NBA has started their trades and whatever else, you know, free agents, whatever they got going on. Udonis Haslem can't stay off TV, and they
it's
keep
kind
talking
of
about
job,
Jimmy Butler.
You know.
His job is to work for the Heat. And
no, it's not. Who's paying him?
Pat Riley politely asked him to stop. And he did yesterday. He did hit
no,
the brakes.
Stop
when,
talking about the Heat.
So we'll play this for you. You know, guys talking about Jimmy Butler, and he goes, Jimmy's done in Miami and whatever. So we'll play that for you. You can hear UD's reaction to that if you missed it yesterday. So UD has his ESPN career
blossoming
here right in front of our eyes.
Love it.
It's good for UD.
But it's good for South Florida,
the
too.
The problem with these podcasts, man, and we're going to play a clip for you later in the show, is there's just too much time, Omar. There's too many microphones, and I don't understand why people feel the need to tell these ridiculous personal stories. We will play a clip for you later in the show that hopefully it'll get you laughing here on a Friday. We got a game day here on WQAM. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, Kevin Rogers will be on the call. Panthers and Oilers game 6. It's going to start at 8 o'clock here this evening. We'll take a pause. We got a lot more to come here on QAM.
Jimmy Butler's days in Miami are over.
You heard Pat Riley talk.
You all right?
And Pat Riley said something that caught everybody's attention about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I'm worried about you, Dave.
And one other thing.
Uh-oh, there's more.
It's not just that. It's also Daryl Morey is laying in the weeds. And you remember the mistake that the Sixers made? Daryl Morey might want to fix that mistake, bring Jimmy Butler back to Philly, and put together a band that should have been together years ago.
Can't happen, right? The Heat can't let Jimmy Butler go, right?
No.
Are you allowed to comment on this? I've lost track.
I can't really comment on that, but right. If I had to guess, I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm just reading.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I'll just leave that one
prediction.
Alone.
That's what we're
I know
to do.
There are some things you're not allowed to comment on, and I don't want to get us in trouble for tampering, so we'll leave it.
But I will be calling Jimmy after the show.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Right, welcome back in here on a Friday morning. Hollywood Omar Kelly, Trevor with you. ESPN talking yesterday about Jimmy Butler.
They got to stir it up, baby.
Yeah,
it's never about free agency season, baby.
You can only spend so much time talking about Aaron Rodgers on you know, Get Up or whatever.
I guess they don't care about the Stanley Cup final since they have the rights for it.
Yeah, I'm guessing they don't talk a lot of hockey. I don't watch much of that show. I don't even know who Alan Hahn was or is until yesterday. But that's the guy who you heard there saying Jimmy's days are done. The guy you heard saying I don't want to comment on that was Udonis Haslam, Heat employee who was asked to maybe stop some of this stuff by Pat Riley. All I know is that he is a Heat employee, and you know this, Omar, from dealing with that organization. The Heat are big on that one voice, you know, deal over there. That's their thing, right? They don't leak. They don't have guys that work for the team running around talking to people. That's been a big part of that Heat culture thing. That's been a big deal with it.
Oh, he's a vice president of basketball development.
Yeah, he's got some position over there. Whatever it is he does is, I don't know, but he is a Heat employee. And again, you don't hear Zoe running around town doing interviews. You don't hear, Glenn Rice has worked for the team. Tim Hardaway has worked for the team. A lot of these guys have worked for the team. You don't see them running around town talking because that is just not what they do. I am guessing, Omar, that at some point Udonis Haslam's going to have to make a decision, right?
Depends.
Do I want to work for ESPN? Do I want to do this life? Or do I want to work for the Heat?
Depends on how big the paycheck is.
I'm guessing the ESPN paycheck will be pretty good if they decide that's the direction they want to go. They want to use UD as a regular over there if they like him. But I just don't see how you can end up doing both.
You can make as much as $500,000 to $800,000 being a former player analyst on one of these major networks, especially if you've got a good show that you get assigned to.
Absolutely.
Is the Heat paying him that much?
I have no idea what the Heat are paying him, Omar. I wouldn't even, venture to guess, but I'm guessing it's enough to keep him happy.
It's a lifetime. He's got a lifetime.
I'm sure he's doing just fine for himself. And yes, it is a lifetime deal.
And he's got his own podcast, by the way.
He has a podcast.
He has a podcast?
So UD got called out by Pat Riley, as we all know, at the press. Everyone got called out at that press conference. But UD said something that we all kind of think, and that's that, Tyler Herro would be better suited as a sixth man. And it's not an outrageous thing to say. I truly believe that Tyler Herro can be a really good player as a sixth man. I don't think that he's...
You're hurting his trade value.
Yeah, well, his trade value is in the gutters anyway at this point, Omar. I don't know what his trade value would necessarily be. But, again, with all that being said, you are a Heat employee. You can't be running around screaming that, he should be coming off the bench. It's just not the right look for that organization. Maybe for other organizations, they don't care or whatever, but the Heat have been very big on the whole one voice thing over there, and that just kind of goes against everything they got going on
and
over there.
And Pat basically told him, shut your mouth.
He did. But anyway, the more important point.
Or did he call him and give him a phone call? It's a better question, Omar.
Oh, I'm guessing there was a phone call yesterday because, again, if UD is going to go on there,
these topics
are going to come up.
But here's the thing.
He is a Heat expert.
Here's the thing, and I know this from covering the Dolphins. The Dolphins organization's worst fear, this is the absolute worst fear.
Is what a player goes on with Joe and says something bad because they won't anyone.
No. Having a podcast like Michael Parsons?
No. But that's a pretty good podcast, by the way. I like Parsons and C.J. Stroud. That thing is amazing.
No, continue
give me 25 and 10.
Go ahead, Omar.
The organization's worst fear is being irrelevant and nobody talking about them. That is Steve Ross's worst fear. Absolutely.
How could that?
Carolina Panthers.
I'm telling you for a fact. That is their worst fear. They would rather you.
Take your word for it.
They love being talked about. They love being discussed, which is why they absolutely loved last season, because the Miami Dolphins were the hottest team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to talk about them. Everybody wanted to see how fast they were going. Everybody wanted to see how many points they were putting up. He loved every single minute of it, except for how it ended. The Miami Heat, I think, and this is just a guess, that they would rather be relevant in the conversation nationally on the ESPN networks and all those other networks, and have Udonis there representing them, speaking favorably, speaking with some loyalty and some commitment, which is why they've greenlit him doing these national shows.
Well, first of all, I don't know that they've greenlit it. That's number one. And second of all, the Heat, I can promise you, I've covered that team for a long time. They do not want an employee running around drumming stuff up. That is not what they need. It is not what they want.
It's not drumming stuff up. The Heat
don't need it. No, but the Heat don't need any added, you know, interest or any of that stuff, man. The Heat are just fine.
Oh, yeah.
The Heat are just fine. I am shocked by what you're telling me about the Dolphins.
How do you sell that product if you're the Heat? Exactly.
Sell what product?
The
Heat product?
Yes.
The Heat don't have any trouble selling tickets, man. The Heat don't have any trouble, and they won't. The Heat won't have any. As long as the Heat remain competitive, what they did with LeBron coming down here and all that goodwill
that was,
and everything.
That was yesterday.
Doesn't matter, though, man.
That was yesterday. I'm referring to today.
So the Heat have a generation of fans now that are locked in, that are going to be lifelong fans because of what they've seen from this organization. And by the way, they've been very successful with this current, you know, little regime or whatever, with Jimmy and Bam. They've been really successful. They went to the finals twice, almost made, you know, got one within one shot of the finals a third time. So they've been very successful, Omar. The Heat have a fan base. They don't need any additional stuff to be said or to be drummed up. I just find it bizarre that UD continues to go on these shows as team employee and, you know, has to dodge these questions, has to say stuff about other teams, other players, all this other stuff. Just doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
Hollywood, you have Celtic players doing it, and you have Knicks players doing it, and former Lakers doing it. You might as well have a Heat player start banging the drum because there's no Miami sports guy anywhere.
Yeah,
nationally.
It just doesn't, again, like to me, it doesn't help the organization in any way, and I'm just surprised that they continue to do this. But the bigger question is this Jimmy Butler thing and how that's going to end. And I guess we'll see coming up here pretty soon. And, you know, this guy, Alan Hahn, who, you know, I have no idea who he is, said threw the Sixers in there, right? And the Sixers are going to make good, and the Sixers are going to bring Jimmy home and all this other nonsense. And it's like, you don't really think the Heat are going to trade Jimmy Butler to the Philadelphia 76ers, do you?
Daryl Morey needs to make a job because he's on the hot seat.
I mean, you don't think the Heat are, you know, Pat Riley is going to call them up and say, hey, we'll trade you Jimmy. Give us, you know, a bunch of your picks and all this other stuff. We'll just rebuild while you guys go and try to win a championship.
If your window's closed, your window's closed, right?
And, what window
and
is closed?
Start to rebuild.
What window is closed? That's number one. Well, number two.
Do you really think the Heat's championship window is still open?
Of course I do. Especially after watching these playoffs. Because I know that the Heat can beat those Celtics if fully healthy. Or at least give them a hell of a series. And the Celtics are the only team that are really standing in your way right now. Heat are not going to just trade Jimmy Butler to the Sixers so that Philadelphia can, you know, get their last piece and try to go win a championship. What is that?
Same
man?
Thing we thought when the Blazers. Oh, the Blazers aren't just going to trade Damian Lillard to, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks or
but that was sticking it to the Heat. If you know, if you believe that or whatever, but they, you know, they got what they thought was the best deal for them, and you know, but again, that's Portland dealing with Milwaukee. The Miami Heat are direct rivals with the Philadelphia 76ers. They are not going to hand over. Of course they are.
No.
Celtics 1, Knicks 2.
They're your direct competition for winning Eastern Conference.
Competition.
So, yes, they are somewhat of a rival. But
The Bucks. I mean.
My point of the story here, Omar, before you guys nitpick, is that I do not think the Heat will deal with another contending Eastern Conference team to try to make them better.
I think they're going to get
the
best deal
that they can possibly get. And in the process, getting worse.
I think they're going to.
What do you think
Jimmy's going to be traded to the Western Conference?
I don't think the Heat are going to move on from Jimmy. Yes, to answer your question, yes, I do. I do think that if they were going to move him, they would move him to a team that was not a direct competitor. The last thing they want to do is give the Sixers a guy who they feel is their last, you know, piece to the puzzle. And Jimmy Butler may be, by the way. You throw Jimmy on that tee with Joel Embiid, maybe it is. And I can't imagine that the Sixers are going to want to give up Tyrese Maxey.
You know what your options are? You know what your alternative is? Give Jimmy his money. And I know you're fully in support.
I am fully 100% in support of giving Jimmy his money. Keep him here. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, this whole Celtics thing will motivate him just a little bit. Seeing Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, guys that you've battled with for the last handful of years, maybe seeing those guys hold up the trophy. Hell, maybe seeing those guys take a direct flight right down to your backyard to celebrate here in Miami.
Do it in front of Pat Riley's mansion.
What a shot at the Heat, by the way. To jump on a plane right after you win that thing, come down here to Miami. I mean,
you know, Boston people are real mad about that, party. By the way.
I know, like, Miami's a great place to have fun, but why, you know, you can't find, there's no clubs in Boston?
No, there's no clubs in Boston.
No, that's not nowhere to open a champagne bottle? Come on now. Of course there is. Every city has something.
The last good party person was Mike Napoli doing shirtless down the street.
Nah, dude, every city has
something.
Come on,
that's not true.
Every city in America has somewhere to go party. I mean, come on.
There's some clubs by Chinatown. That's not true. I party in Boston all the time.
I'm sure you do. There are places to party. My hope is, I'm not talking about which
last time I was in Boston, I was in the club. Like, what are you talking about?
Hope is that Jimmy Butler comes back,
but the club's
a little bit more motivated than he felt this season, and that's from the outside optics. I don't know Jimmy personally. I don't claim to know him. I don't think the people that cover him
know him personally.
A couple times. I have. He was great with me.
Yeah.
So, tremendous.
So, again. Which is why you're such a big advocate.
Well, I'm also an advocate because I kind of liked going to the NBA Finals a couple of years ago. That was a nice treat to be able to take my son to an NBA Finals game. I also enjoyed taking him to a Panthers Finals game. The Panthers, by the way, trying to close things out tonight. Kevin Rogers is going to join us in an hour from now. So we'll get all our up-to-date stuff on the Panthers. Kevin's also big into the gambling world as well, so maybe we can ask him how he feels about the lines on some of these games. You know, the Panthers and Oilers are like co favorites tonight. They're both minus money. Panthers are +100 in this game tonight. That has shifted. So the Panthers are -105. Edmonton is -115. So essentially a pick'em game in this hockey game this evening. The Panthers, by the way, were big favorites in game five. That number, Trevor, I know you follow that stuff. That number kept going up and up and up.
Here's another stat for you. Whoever's been leading in this cup final whenever they go to Edmonton, whoever's placed Edmonton in the cup final, they've lost. They're 0-4, clinching-wise. Well, so, just going to tell you that.
I've said this many times. I think this is the one that the Panthers got to get. I don't think you want that pressure game seven in your life here. Let's do this. Let's play some from Paul Maurice when we come back. We'll hear from the Panther coach, who is, by the way, turned into one of the best sound bites in our town right now. Paul Maurice has been a lot of fun. I would like to be able to have Paul Maurice on next week on the show here to talk about winning a Stanley Cup before a parade. That would be a really nice thing to be able to talk about with Coach Maurice. So we'll hear from him when we come back here on QAM.
New York City. New York City. You are now rapping. You are now rapping. With 50 Cent. With 50 Cent.
Welcome back in here on a Friday morning. Hollywood and Omar Kelly. Trevor is driving the program for us here this morning, and we got big news here, Omar. Big news. We got a watch party coming up here. Myself and WQAM, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Irishman in Boca as we watch the USA. They will take on Bolivia in Copa America here. Enjoy ice-cold beer specials throughout the game. You can enter to win tickets to see Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. We'll get you qualified to win tickets to that. While you're out there, we're going to have some giveaways as well. You watch the game with me and WQAM this Sunday at the Irishman in Boca. I hear very good things about the Irishman. I'm excited to get up there. And I want to give a thank you to our friends at Sinbad Sports, who have helped hook up some of the stuff for the giveaways out there for this weekend. So thank you to Sinbad. We got a whole bunch of these coming up here, so a lot of opportunities for you to come hang with QAM. But thank you to Sinbad Sports. If you are a memorabilia person, as you know that I am, Omar.
Yes.
They have a lot of stuff going on over there. They got their sports cards and memorabilia show. Their next one is coming up in July 13th and 14th. So a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff going on. SinbadSports.com. Check them out. And, man, the card craze is it's real, Omar. It's very exciting.
Just make sure that the fans that attend walk away with all the memorabilia as opposed to you.
How dare you?
I know how that works.
Are you accusing me of skimming?
I'm just saying.
I hear accusations right. Already.
It's a fair accusation.
I'm just
actually.
Saying.
It yeah. actually is a fair accusation. But now I told you I got a card show coming up this weekend that I'm excited for. I don't know what we'll be able to acquire there, but we're going to check that out. But yeah, please join us on Sunday, man. This Copa America thing, by the way. Did you see who played last night? In front of like a million fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
Nope.
Lionel Messi in Argentina, they played Canada. And
the Canadians have other things to be worried about.
I got to tell you, man, this Messi thing is like a phenomenon like I've never seen. People are just over the moon for this guy. So, and we'll have tickets for you. You can register to win tickets while we're out there. So Messi will be back with the... The fighting Messies of Inter Miami. He'll be back when this tournament finally concludes.
So what did they just put it on pause? Everybody who's competing?
No, they're still playing.
The MLS is on pause.
No, they're still playing. They played yesterday and they played, or Wednesday and they play tomorrow.
No, they play next week.
I don't think so. I think they play tomorrow.
Yeah,
guys.
I do most of the Inter Miami games.
Do
that's
they?
What, yeah.
Oh,
they go right. to, they play Nashville next Saturday.
How dare you tell him his Sorry. Work schedule?
Sorry. Anyway, that's coming up on Sunday, so I hope you can stop by if you're in the Boca area. This just came across my news desk here, Omar. The NCAA presents tournament plans for 72 or 76 teams. NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament. This goes back to the NCAA and essentially every sports league at this moment just trying to be as piggish as humanly possible. They realize that the NCAA tournament is a cash cow. I just think you continue. I said the same thing with the NFL. The more you add to all of these things, the more you continue to dilute your product. Like, there is something to be said about having a great season and being an at-large or winning your conference and getting into this thing. There's just no reason to add more games, more rounds, more teams to these things.
Actually,
the college football playoff, I'm guessing they ain't going to stop at 12.
Hold on. Is the added inventory beneficial for television? That's yes. all I'm saying.
Well, that's why they're doing it. I mean, here you go. The NCAA is in the midst of an 8-year extension of its TV deal for the men's tournament.
Surprise, surprise.
Any idea what that one's worth?
8 years. I'm thinking $4 billion.
$6 billion.
Double that. 8.8.
So $1 billion a year.
8.8 okay. billion. That runs through 2032. Says that would not be expected to change if a handful of teams are added. I'm not a big fan of continuing to add to these things that are already seemingly get it right.
Can we get tourney games down here then, Miami? Can we get the tourney games at the AAC?
It comes every once in a while.
Like we down it's been here. Since 2009. We kind of need it back
yeah,
down here.
We're not a good market for that.
And, no, if all the Northeast people moving down here in no, Miami, the Canes no. basketball team
Sorry,
being good,
Trevor.
We kind of want it.
Sorry,
no,
Trevor. Sorry. Nope. It is not the best of college basketball markets. Tampa does a little bit better with that stuff. Tampa's actually hosted the women's Final Four a few times. I went to the men's NCAA tournament when it was in Tampa. That was when Villanova was really, we saw Villanova play over there. Remember Scotty Reynolds, I think his
yes.
name was? Yeah, you're a Philly guy. You know that.
My uncle went to Villanova. That's why.
He had someone on that team. I don't know who it was. Hit like a last second. I just remember because that was the only time I've been to an early NCAA tournament game. I got to go to the Final Four with the Hurricanes, which was kind of a dream come true trip for me. You think I thought that was a dream come true? You should have seen Joe Zagacki at the Final Four. I've been around Joe Z for a long time. I've never seen the man that happy. I'd have to see him on Christmas morning, but man, he was so happy to be there. But that was like the trip of a lifetime. And
when
you know, I don't know if we'll ever get to
season.
Do that again. Yeah, football seasons haven't been good. I think this year will be better, Omar. We're not going to go down that road with you today, maybe next week.
I saw Cam Ward was like the 9th best college quarterback.
He's going to be good, man. He is going to be good. And look, this is the...
Omar, stop gaslighting the Canes fans already.
We do have to go to break to get to the 7 o'clock hour, and I want to hear from Paul Maurice. But I will say this, Omar. This is the first time in a long time for the Hurricanes that they have a seriously legit quarterback going in, and not just, you know, the Tyler Van Dyke hype
last I heard, Tyler overblown Van Dyke was a top 50 prospect in this last year's draft.
Yeah.
And this guy's the ninth best quarterback? Come on.
So we will see. But, yeah, we are obviously very excited for football season here and see what Coach Cristobal can do with this new roster of guys. We have the ACC Media Days coming up in July. They're sending me. I don't know. They couldn't find anyone better. So
Greensboro or Raleigh?
Charlotte. Charlotte, by the way, is I guess every major city is like this. I feel like I shouldn't even say this anymore, but like Charlotte's on the come up. Like,
yeah. They had some spots, by the way.
They had condos and they had all this different stuff, building and all this different stuff going on over there. But I guess that's every major city, I feel like, now. Yeah. Kind of has that going
on. Charlotte's been on a boom for about 20 years now.
Sure feels like it. All right, we got to take a pause. We'll hear from Coach Paul Maurice as we get set for game 6 tonight. Kevin Rogers will join us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. He handles our Panthers in-game hosting here, so we will get into the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers game 6 tonight at 8 o'clock. Our 7 o'clock hour is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.